This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's Elizabeth and Radar, and let's get to it. Your three must-hear clips of the day.
Number three.
Jamie Lee Curtis was the guest on the Today Show and brought Hoda Kotb to tears with a sweet farewell, since Hoda's in the final weeks of being on the show.
That's right.
Every time I come here at 7:22, you FaceTime your children.
Yeah.
You are an absolute treasure. And we are all going to miss you here. I can't imagine this place without you. And yet, so that's what I needed to say.
Oh, are you okay, Radar?
I'm all right. I'm fine. Hoda's leaving.
January 10th is the final day.
Oh, I can save my tears till then.
Oh, yeah.
Number two.
The birthday girl, hey. Taylor Swift, turning 35 years old, won 10 Billboard Music Awards. And here she is talking about what these awards mean to her.
Billboard is counting your stuff. They're counting what you listen to, the albums that you're passionate about. And so I count these as like fan voted awards, because you guys are the ones who care about our albums and come see us in concert. And everything that's happened with the Eras Tour and the Torture Poets Department, I just have to say thank you. It means the world to me that you guys have embraced the things I've made, you know, and the fact that you've cared so much about my music. And this is like the nicest early birthday present you could have given me.
Oh.
So thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Taylor Swift.
It's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we love her. She's made a lot of money writing those songs, and she's so good at it too.
Number one.
Speaking of songwriting, she's written about a couple exes. Possibly John Mayer. Well, John Mayer and Shawn Mendes bonded on John's podcast about exes, writing songs about them. And Shawn Mendes says, even if songs may come out of these relationships, doesn't mean he still won't fall in love with a songwriter.
I wouldn't stop myself from falling in love with another songwriter, if that's the question.
So certainly you wouldn't stop yourself from going out with someone well-known that would put you in the magazines again, walking down the street with someone.
No, because it's a no-brainer to me that the suffering that is from hearing a song maybe talking about you in a way you don't want to be talked about is not even close to the beauty of falling in love with someone for the first time.
It's not the beauty.
Oh,
it's not the beauty.
Yeah,
don't go, aw. He wants to walk down the street with someone and put him on, you know, get the picture, put all over the paparazzi. He just wants the pub.
Well,
that's what I heard from that. Yeah, just as long as, you know, no, even bad pub is good pub. Let's go.
And the internet is talking about how a Sabrina Carpenter song, Taste, could be about Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes, yeah.
Because Shawn was with Camila, then they broke up, then he was seen for a little while with Sabrina, then went back and was kissing Camila.
Mm-hmm.
So is that what that song's about? You might look
Maybe.
At it a little bit differently. And Shawn Mendes is like, sure, write songs about me.
That's
and
fine.
We love it. I mean, look at the songs Taylor Swift's writing. Like, hey, you want to write the songs, we're going to enjoy them.
The best songs come out of breakup, right? And stuff like that.
Look
sure.
at Adele. Look
right.
at Adele. And that is your three must-hear clips of the day on The Mix.